It's not valuable enough to him to put such a bother in it. If so, if so, the same svara should apply to a chatikav. It's also not chashuv. It doesn't mean that much to him. So even though there's less tirchia, but so what? It doesn't mean that much to him. For sure, it would also be mafkir. That's the suffix. Another shaler is, what's going to be kabayim? You found two kavs of teira spread out. There's shmein amas, spread out in eight amas. Now, what's the locha? Kav v'yarba amas, what's the reason why we say if one kav is spread out in four amas, the other was miyayish? Time of mine is shum denofesh techayu. Because there's a lot of bother involved collecting it from a spread of four amas. If so, the kol shechein kabayim v'shmein amas. For sure that if it's in the tirch and the bother, now that it's spread out in eight amas, it's a bigger bother, so for sure the owner gives up hope and says it's not worth it for me to come back. That tivun de nefisha techeh, since there's a lot of bother involved, tfei even more, maskalu. For sure the owner's maskal, nefisha hefka, like he's miyayish from it. Or dilma, maybe no. Maybe the reason why, or dilma mishum lechashivi. Do you know why just one kav in four amas, he's miyayish, he's maskalit? Because it's not that valuable for him. Not worth it for just to collect one kav to go through four amas. But over here, that's kabayim for shmoyin amas. But here, since he's going to collect two kavs, even though there's more bother, but kivu de chashivi, since it's worth more, it's more dear to him, two kavs is worth much more, maybe the mafkalhu. Maybe then the owner will not be mafkrit. So we have a suffix, is he mafkrit or not? Now, another shell is what's going to be kav shum shemin piyar b'amas. Let's say you find a kav of sesame seeds. In four amas. Ma, what's the loch? Is the owner mafkrit or not? Kav v'yab amas, a regular kav of teiris spread out of four amas. You know why he's mafkrit? Time am I? What's the reason why the owner is miyayish? Mishum d'lechashivi. It doesn't mean that much to him. And therefore he's miyayish. But the shumshim in sesame seeds, kivun d'lechashivi, since it's much more valuable, it means a lot to him. Maybe le'mafkalu, maybe here the owner will not be mafkrit. Even though it's spread out of four amas. Because it's more chashiv, it's more valuable to you, you're not going to give it up so fast. Or Dilma know, maybe the main reason why he's Miyayish is Mafka, by one kav in Dalar Amis, Mishum Nefisha Techayu. The main thing is there's a lot of tircha involved, there's too much bother to have to go collect it. It is so the Kol Shechein Shumshimin, for sure Shumshimin, sesame seeds that's much smaller and much harder to collect, Kivun Denofish Techayu, Tvei, since there'll even be a bigger bother to collect the kav spread out on Dalar Amis. Because they're very small, like Rashi says, Shumshimin, Dakin Miyar, they're very thin. The Yesh Torech v'kibutzin is very hard to collect them. Yoyste mechita, more than wheat. Avol demeyim yikorin, but it's valuable, it's more valuable. That's the suffix. The gobos of value, the owner is not mafkar. But if you go after the tirch of the bother, there's more bother, for sure mafkar, the owner would be mafkarit. Now what's going to be kav tamri v'yarbamis? You found the kav of dates, spread out in arbamis. Here it's much easier to collect it. There's a thicker. So, kav remainim, or else you found the kav of pomegranates, biyarbamas. Now, what will be the locha? Kav biyarbamas, you only find the kav of wheat, spread out in four amas. Time am I, you know why over there we say the owner is mafkrit, he's miyayish, mishum lechashivi. It's not worth that much to him. Therefore, kav tamarim biyarbamas, kav remainim biyarbamas, nami, kivun lechashivi mafkulu. It's also not worth that much. Pomegranates are not worth more than wheat. If you say this svara by wheat, the owner is mafkrit, so much bother to collect it. It's not chashuv enough for that much bother. The same thing would apply by kav tamarim and kav remainim. Also, the owner would be mafkrit. Or dilma, maybe no. The main reason why he's mafkrit by chitim is or dilma mishum de nefisha techayim, because there's a big bother involved to go to collect the wheat. But the kav tamri, but if you have a kav of dates, the arbamis that's spread out on dalramis, or else the kav remainim, you have a kav. Of pomegranates spread out in Arbamis, kivon the loinofish techayim, there's not such a big bother involved. Maybe the mafkul, maybe the owner's not miyayish. There's not mafkrit, therefore you have to return it. My, what's the locha teiku? Why by a suffix, if you have to return these things or not? Yeah, Ross says on these teikus, the kivon loyifshita sveiku, since the Gemara doesn't say clearly what the locha is, the Ross shows sveiku the iraisa lechumra. These are all called the suffix in the iraisa, and therefore chayiv lahachris. You have to return it. So there's a chiddush in the rush. Other rishonim I think say no. Luchura it's a suffix mamnis here. Luchura it's a suffix if it's mamn. It's a suffix that it still belongs to the owner or not. It's a suffix mamn. Sometimes you go lekula. The rush mashmalz no. There's a suffix if you have a mitzvah of hashavas aveda or not. And that's the mitzvah midiraisa. On the tzad to say you have to return it, there'll be a mitzvah midiraisa. So therefore, the Rosh Hashanah is called the Safed Yeraisiya, and in our Safed, you have to return it. You have to do the mitzvah of our Shabbos Aveda. Now the Gemara says, the famous Gemara, Itma, we learned like this. Yiyush Shaloi Midat. If the owner is Meyayish from something, or without his Das, and not that he was, no, in a case where the owner, if he would have known that he lost it, for sure he would have been Meyayish. But so far, the owner does not realize that he lost it. That's called Yiyush Shaloi Midat. Right now, the owner does not realize that he lost it. So he doesn't have Das to be Meyayish. But if he would have known that he lost it, for sure he would have been Meyayish. Is that called the Yiyush or not? Rashi says, Yiyush Shaloi Midat. When the owner realizes that he dropped some teres, he has no simonim on them, so for sure he would be miyayish. But when somebody found these teres, the owner did not realize that he lost it yet. So therefore, the owner was not miyayish. So you pick it up really before the owner was miyayish. So do we say, since when he finds out about that it's lost, for sure he will be miyayish? It's considered like he was miyayish right now, and therefore you have a right to keep it. Or maybe no, maybe it's not called Yish yet, and therefore when you pick it up, it still belongs to the owner. So you have a mitzvah Tashavas Aveda. So even if it's Miyayish later, so what? When you first picked it up, you had the mitzvah Tashavas Aveda, you still have to return it. That's the Mosheh of the Machlekes Abayev Rova. Abayev says, Lo Hevi Yish. No, it's not Yish. Since he was not Miyayish yet, the fact that he will be means nothing. Right now there's no Yish. Therefore, if you pick it up now, you have a mitzvah Tashavas Aveda. For Rav says no heavy yish. It's called like the owner was miyayish already. Therefore, you would not have to return it. So Rav says like this: Bidavish yesh by simin, something that was lost that you found it and it has a simin on it. So in such a case, kuli yalle everybody loy pligas no machlekes to lay heavy yish. That for sure there's no yish. Like if you pick it up before the owner was miyayish, we do not even if he's miyayish later it means nothing. The yafagav deshamina de miyayish lebesoyf. Even though at the end, later on, we hear that the owner is miyayish, that means nothing though. Lo have a yish. It's not considered yish at the time when you picked it up. Because when you first picked up this wallet that has a simon in it, it's a tzvara when you first picked it up, the owner was not miyayish yet. And therefore there's a simon on it, so you have a mitzvah tashavas aveda. Because right now when you pick it up, you have a right to say that most probably, even when the owner finds out about it, he won't be miyayish. You know why? Because Meimar Omar, the owner will say to himself, listen, Simno Isli Degave. I have a simon, it's my wallet, I have my name written inside it, I have a lot of simonim, I can tell you a lot of things about my wallet. So Meimar, I'm not miyayish, I don't give up hope of getting it back. Because Yehivna Simno Vishakilnale. Because I'll give my simon later when the person announces that I found the wallet, I'll be able to go to him and tell him, listen, I have this and this simon, I'm about to give it back to me. So therefore, when the owner first lost it, for sure there's a svari he was not miyayish. And when you picked it up, there's also a svari he was not miyayish yet. So as long as you pick it up, it still belongs to the owner, it's chal upon you, achi of Hashabbat Aveda. Even though later on, true, when you announce it, later on we find out the owner was miyayish. So what? That yish means nothing. Since when you first picked it up, at that time you had a chiv to return it, it's called like your Hashavas Aveda. You're like a shreima, you're holding it for him, and the svara is if somebody's holding something for you, you can't be miyayish. Yish is only when it's not in your rishus. But if it's in your rishus, you're not going to be miyayish, so therefore the yish doesn't help. This everybody agrees to. Rashi says, Yisur osli yodei, the davish ain osli lisyayishu. There's something that the owner is not supposed to be miyayish. So therefore, when you first picked it up, for sure there was a chi of Hashava, that chi of Hashava still remains. That's not a machlekes. The Gemara says, another case also with no machlekes is the zuta shoyam. Let's say the ocean over by the banks, it overflowed, and the ocean took the waves, took stuff back into the ocean. That's called zuta shoyam. Rashi says, zuta shoyam is mekaymos b'svas hayam, by the bank of the ocean. Derech hayam lachtachur of yud pasoyes. Sometimes it goes all the way over. Or yichamesh asa pasoyes. And sometimes it takes away stuff. So the ocean takes away, that's for sure is called Yish. Or else, v'shalisai shal nohor, also when the river overflows, Rashi says, shugodol v'yotzei chusik v'yotzei, v'shal v'shla v'shetach v'ninsa, it takes away things, it's all on the bank, on the side of the river. So in these cases, afagav yispei simen, even though what was taken away has a simen on it, still rachmona sharya, the Torah says it's muta, whoever comes and finds it is allowed to keep it. Rashi says, v'afilu bo'es liyad ha'moitzei lefnei Yish, even if you found it now, before the owner found out that the river took it away, still it's an automatic yish. Kedivina l'meimela, come on. Like we'll see later on with Dashim Sukkim later. As the Gemara says later, we'll soon see in the Chof Beis and Mebeis, the Rashi brings down, l'kam mishmaiti minayim l'aveda sheshot fanor. How do we know, Takin, aveda, that the river drew away, or that the ocean drew away? That for sure has a din yish. Even though the owner doesn't realize it, that's not telling this machlokes is yish l'medat. That's called avudim imenu l'mikol adam, that's a nuptur. That we'll see later on. So these two cases, there's no machlokes. Where is the machlokes? Ki pligi. Where is the machlokes abayi v'rova? V'dova shein by simin. If the owner loses something that doesn't have a simin, he loses some peris, he loses some money, he has no simin on the money. So, Abai Ram Rabbi says, Loi have a yish. If you pick up this money before the owner realized that he lost it, so there's no yish yet, therefore he has to return it. So, Lo yoda d'nofiminei. Listen, the owner did not realize that he lost his money yet. So he wasn't miyayish yet. So when you pick it up, it still belongs to the owner, therefore you have a chiv to return it to him. Rav Amar Rav says, have a yish. No, it's tzidid yish. Because when the owner will realize that he lost the money, he lost his peris, miyayish, for sure he'll be miyayish, he'll give up hope of returning it. Rashi said before, yish means a person says, vele lechsar and kiss. Like, I lost something, I don't plan to get it back. So when the owner realizes that he lost these things without a simin, for sure he'll be miyayish. Like Meimer Omar, the owner will say to himself, listen, simna lesli begavei. I have no simanim in these objects. And the money that I lost, $10, I have no simon on it. Therefore, since the owner, like later on, for sure will be miyayish, so Rav holds the svar is mehashta heavy yish. From now also, that's considered yish. So heavy yish, Rashi's gersur is our gersur is mehashta hu de miyayish. Our gersur is like right now he is miyayish. Mehashta hu de miyayish. Even though really right now the owner is not miyayish, he doesn't know about it. So Rashi's gersur is Rashi's gersur is Mehash to heavy yish. That makes more sense. Because even though the owner was not miyayish yet, he doesn't know about it yet, but it has halacha mehash to heavy yish. From right now, we consider as if yish is chal. Why? Sherei nofel. Lemaisa, the owner lost it already. Okay, sheyoda, when he'll find out about it, shuv ain't bait yalof, for sure he won't want it back anymore. So therefore, it has halacha considered as if he's miyayish right now. But the same thing that when he will find out for sure he'll be miyayish, is that considered yish right now? So Rabbi says yes. Yish lamidas, heavy yish. That's the machlekes. By a dove shame by simon, that for sure later it will be miyayish, is that called yish now or not? Now the Mishnah says, Toshma, come and bring your proof. That it says in the Mishnah, teiris mefuzorim. If somebody finds spread out teiris, you're allowed to keep it. The question is why? Hola yoda d'nofiminei. Why don't we have to be afraid maybe the owner did not realize that he lost it yet? And so you picked it up before yish, so according to Abayi, it should be akasha. According to Abayi, you picked it up before yish, and yish, when that's the heavy yish, how can you keep it? So when it says, Amaravukva, Barchomo, Hocho, you know what our Mishnah is talking about? The Machnashta Devedori Askina, like we learned before. We're talking about now by the threshing hole, that the owner left his wheat there. The Aveda Midasi, and we're talking about what you said before, the owner knows that he left it there. But we're saying, since it's spread out a kav in Dalaramis, there's too much of a bother to come back, he doesn't plan to come back. So Mishnah is talking about that the owner for sure was Miyayish. That's why you're allowed to keep it. So therefore, it's not a kasha and a baya. But if we would not know for sure the owner was miyayish, maybe you can't keep it. Toshma, come and bring another proof. The next case in the Mishnah is, it says, teiris moyis mefuzot, you find money spread out, harei lo shalo, you're allowed to keep it. Again, amai, why? Hola yoda d'nofi minei. The owner doesn't realize they lost the money. So of course, it's kaidim yish, how can you keep it? Tomorrow says, no. Hosam nami, by money also, we say the svar, gosun sikir Rav Yitzchak. The Yomer of Yisrael always says, Odom osui, lemashmesh bekisa b'chol sho. A person always plays around with his wallet. He's always busy counting his money. The kid said, if you find money in the street, for sure you have a right to say, the owner realizes it already. Every few seconds he's playing around with his pocket, see how much money is still there. So therefore, the owner would realize it's missing right away. And we say, since he has no simon, therefore for sure he's miyayish. So Ochinami here also, Odom osui, lemashmesh bekisa b'chol sho v'sho. We'll soon say, Yisrael said on something else. But the same sword applies to our Mishnah, that if you find money spread out, for sure the owner knows about it, realizes it already, and therefore there's yish. That's why he can keep it. Toshmach, we'll bring another proof. It says, Igule, the veil, you found a round cake of figs squashed together. Or else, the kikra, shanachm, you found a baker's bread. Harei, l'shlo, you're allowed to keep it. because there's no simen. But amai, why? For lo yodah the nafim minay. The owner maybe doesn't realize that he lost it yet. So he wasn't miyayish yet. So Gemara says, hosam nami here also. Agav the yakiri. Rashi says, covered matzah, since it weighs a lot, maybe a diabu. The person realizes, as soon as he lost it, he'll realize it. That's our girsa. The guru on the side brings down that the Rosh's girsa was the chashivi, since they're very valuable. Hebron, the midi, the mechon, you know, something eat from it, therefore you realize it right away. The kids of these things also, the owner would realize he lost it right away, and since he has no sim, it'll be miyayish, therefore it's not a kashan abaya. These things are called yish midas. Toshma, I'll bring another proof. Says the Mishnah with Shonish Lagomin, you find combed out purple wool. You're allowed to keep it. Harela Shaloi, yeah, my, holo, yodid, and offer me, I, the owner maybe doesn't realize he lost it yet. No, hasanam, yagat, achshiva, since it's worth a lot, mishmusha, misham, mamashmash, who? The person always feels it to see if he still has it or not. Okur Rav Yitzchok, like Rav Yitzchok said, by money. Like anything valuable, a person always feeling it to make sure he still has it. So Mele, as soon as right after he lost it, he'll realize that he lost it. Therefore, he'll be miyayish right away before you find it. Toshma, come here. Said Allah, Amaytzi, Moyes, Abotik, and Esiz, Abotik, Medrashois, if you find money in Shul or in a base of Medrash, Uvachol Mokim, Shrav, Mitzvim, Shem, any public place, Harel, Shalai, you have a right to keep it. Why? Again, there's no simin, so therefore the owner is miyayish. Fred Gemara, but so what? Well, yodah the nafim b'nei. Why don't we have to be afraid? Maybe you picked it up before he realized that he lost it. Sure, once he realizes that he lost it, it'll be miyayish. But maybe he didn't realize it yet. So here's what Rav Yitzchok said is din. Omer Rav Yitzchok, Odemosu l'mashmeish pekisay b'cholsho. A person is always busy touching and feeling his pocket, his money. So therefore, for sure, he'll realize it right away before you find it, that he lost it, and therefore he'll be miyayish right away. Toshima, says the Mishnah Teyo, meyei mosai. Yeh meyei mosai kolodim atorim b'leket. When is everybody allowed to take leket? Like when are the aniyah miyayish ready, that even if you're not a nonna, you can come and take leket? Mishayelucha boi henamushis. When a lot of aniyah, we'll see, the last aniyah went by, and after they give up, then whoever wants to come and take it. We Amrina, we say, my nemushes. What does it mean, nemushes? The Yom Rabbi Yechonen, sabi diyazli atigri. It means when older aniyim go, they have to walk on a stick. They need a cane to walk. So pshat is when they walk through the field, they go so slow, for sure they'll pick up all the leket. And no other aniyim will want to go after that. Like all the other aniyim will be miyayish. So when this ani, an older man, goes by, when he goes through, if anything is still left over, we say all the aniyim were miyayish already. Therefore now even an usher, anybody else will come and take it. Reshlaka Shomar, Lakuti Vos Lakuti. It means after two aniyim, one set of aniyim went by through the field to look for the leket, and then a second set went by. After a second set, Lakuti Vos Lakuti, then for sure we say, like everybody else was miyayish already, and therefore whoever wants to come and take it right now. The question is, Dov Yamai, what kind of yish is this? Nihi, the aniyim, the hokim miyayish, true. The aniyim of this city right here are miyayish. As they feel, listen, this older man went by already, or a few aniyim went by already, for sure there's nothing left for us. So they'll be miyayish, therefore the leket becomes mutter for anybody. But the question is, but ikar aniyim b'duch tachrito, but there are aniyim in other places. They're lo miyayish, they don't even know about it yet. So they're not miyayish. So if so, why could somebody take this leket? We have to be afraid leket belongs to the aniyim. So until all the aniyim in the world are miyayish, you shouldn't be able to take it. So according to Rav, it's good. Whenever those aniyim would find out about it, for sure they'll be miyayish. So yish lo medas heavy yish, but according to Abaya, the other aniyim of the world that do not know about it yet, they're not miyayish. So how can you keep it? We have to be afraid those aniyim didn't hear about it yet, so they're not miyayish yet. So it still belongs to them. So nashir or godol has no right to take it. All right, turn over. So this the Gemara answers no. Amri, I'll tell you, kivon dika aniyim hocho. Since there are aniyim in this city, let's say in LA, there are aniyim right here, and so. Hanech, the rest of the aniyim are the rest of the world. Meikori Yushim Miyayish. They for sure are Miyayish all the way back before already. The Yamri, listen, other people say like this. Aniyim the Hostim Malakdele. Like, what do I have to do? And Nani here doesn't think about the Lekin in San Francisco. Like, he knows he's not there. I don't think about what's going to be doing someplace else. So therefore, even before they start taking Lekin, all the other aniyim from other towns for sure are Miyayish, give up hope from any Lekin. Only the aniyim of this town care about the Lekin here. Then the story is, once a few aniyim went by already, all the aniyim here are also miyayish. Agav yad hafemesh v'kinegas kashir, he has a kasha, but aniyim kitanim also have a shir and leket. And a katan can't be miyayish, he learns. So his yish remains like yish loy medas. So it should be kasha according to Rava.
the aniyim, ketanim, small ketanim, they also have a shir in the lekid. How could they yish help? Like here it says, mash, when all the aniyim are miyayish, then even an osher has the right to come and take it. But why? The ketanim can't be miyayish, how could he come and take it? Right. Like, the more answer is not a kashan rova, because here we're talking about that all the other aniyim were miyayish before. Toshma, come and bring another proof. Says Allah, ketsiyos bederach. Ketsiyos, those are dried out figs. Dried out figs. And you find them on the derech, on the road. Even if you find them next to a field, that you see a lot of figs cut out there and drying out. The same thing you find a fig tree. That's facing towards the road. And you find figs underneath it, fresh figs. Is Moteris Mishum Get, whoever is walking by this road, has a right to pick up these dried out figs or the regular figs. Obturus Minamaisa is called like Hesker, therefore it's Pata Minamaisa. That's by figs. What about the Zaysim of the Cheruvim, by Alas and by Boxer? Also, then you're not allowed to take it. So now, Bishleim Ereshel Abayel Akash, Bishleim Ereshel, not Akash according to Abaya, but according to Havim Minariz, the owner does not realize that these figs fell off. So how does the Mishnah say here? That Mutarish, you're allowed to take it. Lachurit Yishleim Edas. The owner doesn't realize that it fell off yet. According to Rav, it's very good. Even though the owner didn't realize it fell off yet, but when he finds out for sure, be miyash with yish right now. According to Abaya, before the owner realizes, why can you keep it? Someone says, that's not a kasha. I'll tell you, Agav Dechashivi, since figs means a lot, the mashkis bahu, or ktsiyas at least, dried out ones, one you cut out to dry out means a lot, so you always check them out. Therefore, you realize which one fell on the field, and for sure, you miyash. Tango nami, the same thing, a fig tree. Maybe you did an asra. A person knows that the fig trees, like figs fall off, fall on the floor. Therefore, it's aimed to fall off, so for sure the owner's miyayish whatever falls off. Therefore, blaiz yish right now is good according to Abaya. El is safer, but the safer is a rubber kasha, the kasha and rubber. Tiktoni, the safer says, the zaysim of a cherubim, if you find all of the box on the floor, also you're not allowed to keep it. So according to Havamin is why not? Like for sure they're going to be ruined. So for sure when the owner will find out that it's on the floor, he'll be miyayish. And still we say right now, before he finds out about it, it's also for you to take. So the Chori, you see, Yish Lemadas, Loi Hevi Yish. So Mar says, no, Omer Rabbi Avua, Shani Zayis, Zayis, an olive tree is different. Hoyu Bechazusa Mechicholov. I tell you that the olive, you could tell from which tree it came from. That's like a simon. Rashi says, Marisa Nika, Shomiyu. A person just looking at the olive could tell from which tree it came from. Therefore, the owner would not be Miyayish. Like he says, listen, everybody's going to realize